The budget passed by Assembly Republicans would increase funding to the UW by about $60 million, but administrators say that falls about $120 million short of what the system needs to pay its current bills. They say that would mean cuts. UW Green Bay Chancellor Bruce Shepherd calls it a shrink agenda and says it would keep his campus from expanding enrollment.
We're creating a train wreck up in northeastern Wisconsin because these are kids, primarily by the nature of their background, are going to need to stay local, go to UW-Green Bay, and we need to respond to the needs of our region.
UW Colleges and Extension Chancellor David Wilson says the Assembly's budget would also hit the system's two-year schools. He says this is where adult students and first-generation college students get a chance to access higher ed. Wilson says that if the GOP budget stands, UW Colleges would get hit with a nearly $4 million cut, which translates to 30 fewer teachers.
Meaning that we will not be able to offer those adult students, those students who are coming from families making about $50,000 a year, an opportunity to participate in the higher education going experience.
Legislative leaders from both parties will continue budget discussions on Wednesday, but they're not likely to wrap up their work anytime soon. That presents a tough call for the UW's Board of Regents, which meets next week to set tuition rates for the coming school year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.